The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. This morning we're going to be talking with Barry Shamish about what's going on in Israel, but put things into their proper perspective, because if you simply read the newspaper and read books and, you know, try to understand what's going on in the world from the conventional point of view, you're going to end up being confused. There is a plan. It's been around for 5,000 years. That plan is to bring about a one-world government, to bring about a one-world religion with the destruction of the existing religions, which, of course, are among them are Christianity and Judaism. And there will be a one-world leader in this new one-world government. That is the ultimate plan. It's been worked on for 5,000 years. You can read the writings of the other side and get this very, very clearly what this is about. And what's really so exciting is that we are living at the time of the fulfillment of this plan. Now, if you doubt that this is true, the other side has written a great deal. You can go to their websites, websites like LuciusTrust.org, L-U-C-I-S, Trust.org. Lucius Trust stands for Lucifer. That used to be called the Lucifer Publishing House. And they have actually had whole books of instructions channeled to human beings, and these human beings have written the books. Those books are available, and you can get it. You can read their plans, the plan for the spiritual hierarchy, for the coming world religion, and understand that all of these things are applicable today and very, very important as far as what we're seeing unfolding in Israel, because there is a plan for the Jews. I believe that God has a plan. I believe that there's a Luciferian plan, and one reason they wanted Israel was to get a lot of Jews there and kill them off. And I really believe that this is in the process of happening. I believe, of course, that there will be intervention. Our guest today doesn't necessarily believe in divine intervention, but I'd love to talk to him because he has a wealth of information about what's really going on in Israel that you will never get any other place. So, with that as the background, our good friend Barry Shamish. Hi, Barry. Thanks for being with us again today. Barry, are you there? Well, I hope
now
I...
am I there?
You are there now. You go ahead.
We have... Can you hear me?
I can hear you just loud and clear. So,
amazing. You
and hopefully people all throughout the world can hear you by the miracle of the Internet and radio. So why don't you pick up this story about what's going on in Israel today?
Well, should we start with our Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert?
What better place than to start with that traitor, that man who certainly has sold and is selling Israel out with the idea of simply making more concessions, giving away more of the land of Israel, and no matter how many concessions he makes, it's never going to bring peace to that land, tragically.
Well, I received an email from a website called Israel Pundit from Toronto, where Olmert apparently told a source of his that our best strategy is to keep everything on a low flame. All right, a low flame means that Israel so far this year, 330 days into the year, has received 1,629 rocket and mortar attacks. 1,629. Every single day we get about five of them. And that is low flame, okay? That's his version of low flame. What we've got in Olmert, though, would be replaced by much worse. You could get Chaim Ramon, or you could get Tzipi Livni. It doesn't matter. There's a whole line of these people who are obeying the edicts. Now, in the case of the Americas and Condoleezza Rice, that's the Council on Foreign Relations, which we approved over and over again, and it's a shame to even say it. Those in the know understand this. Those not in the know are better. Well, you can start with my books, but there are other sources. But Olmert told CNN and BBC that if Israel doesn't accept a two-state solution, the country is finished. Now, he's not clever enough to write that line. That line was given to him. Nonetheless, that is the line of the CFR, that you either accept it or you will be bulldozed. Anyone who doesn't accept it has got dire consequences. And we know what the dire consequences are because of really a remarkable leak. I looked, after we spoke last night, I went back to the internet. This is spreading through Israel. People are furious by this interview that it even took place. The American ambassador to Tel Aviv, and it should be to Jerusalem, what's called Israel, for the time being, Richard Jones, had a meeting with Israel's Attorney General, Dorit Beinish, and I'll speak of her shortly. Well, what did he tell Dorit Beinish? He said that anyone who does not accept the two-state solution, in other words, every Jewish resident of Judea and Samaria and all their supporters in Israel, more than half the country it adds up to, should be treated as criminals. That's what he told her. He said that, in short, they receive no protection of the law, and anything they do in contravention of this two-state formula will be deemed illegal. And you're talking about law-abiding citizens. Their greatest crime is protecting their homes and their families and their lives. That's the real crime, but it will be deemed by the United States ordering the Israeli Attorney General to call any action against them illegal.
And so this is the American ambassador telling the Attorney General of Israel that any Israeli citizen who doesn't go along with this idea of giving up more land, of the two-state solution, they immediately become criminalized and should be treated as criminals. And I would hope that the Israeli people would be furious with the United States and say, keep your money. We don't want any more of your money. We want to determine our own destiny. You don't have a right to tell us what to do.
Well, you would think that any proper attorney general would tell Mr. Jones to go suck eggs.
Ah, but isn't it fascinating that the information got out? I think that's the important issue. The information is out now. The Israeli people are learning, and I'm justifiably furious with the United States. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceamanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.